Most perennials can be cut back in the fall, but some perennials are better left uncut. Ornamental grasses, coneflower, black-eyed Susans, and blackberry lilies have seed heads with winter interest or offer birds food. Don't cut them back until late winter or spring. The snows did smash some ornamental grasses. Those grasses can be cut back now because they've lost their winter interest. A power hedge trimmer cuts through most ornamental grasses. Cut the clump about 4 or 6 inches above the soil. Grasses that weren't damaged by the storm, like blue oak grass, can be left and cut back in the spring. Hostas have been frozen. They can be cut to the ground before the next wind blows away their freeze-dried leaves. Trim the ugly leaves off of other foliage plants like Brunera or Virginia. The other leaves can be left until spring. Trim back other perennials to their basal leaves. Cut flowering shrubs back after they've bloomed. Autumn is a good time to prune the flowers off of Blue Mist Spirea, Russian Sage, and Summer Blooming Spirea. In the spring, trim out any other winter dieback. Don't prune spring blooming spireas or lilacs. Take the tree leaves off the lawn areas. Over winter, the molding leaves will leave dead spots in the grass. If the leaves aren't too thick, the lawnmower will mulch them up. Leaves in perennial and shrub beds don't bother me unless the trees have had leaf diseases during the summer. The leaves are an added mulch layer. By next spring, the leaves will need to be taken out of the landscape beds and composted. Pine trees are losing their inner needles. It's a natural process. Older needles turn brown and drop during fall and winter. Trees look a little rough with bunches of brown interior needles. Austrian and ponderosa pine lose 3-year-old needles. Big old pine and spruce need extra water going into our driest season. Soak the entire root zone. The roots on a 40-foot tall spruce will grow more than 40 feet in diameter. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throckmorton.